Former DHS officials slam Biden for pushing amnesty amid border crisis. By John Binder on April 29, 2021. Former Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials are slamming President Joe Biden's touting of massive amnesty for illegal aliens in his address to a joint session of Congress while illegal aliens pour across the United States-Mexico border. As Breitbart News reported, Biden asked Congress to pass his plan giving amnesty to roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. I kept my commitment and I sent a comprehensive immigration bill to Congress. If you believe we need a secure border, pass it. If you believe in a pathway to citizenship, pass it, Biden told Congress. Former acting DHS Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli, now with the Heritage Foundation, slammed Biden's amnesty push as merely an effort to create new voters to benefit Democrats politically. He has undermined those very laws with his radical open borders policies and granting amnesty to millions of illegal aliens who broke our laws by coming and remaining here illegally will only make a further mockery of that oath, Cuccinelli said. Let's not forget how bad this crisis is, and the scope of what the president wants to do. In January, 78,000 illegal aliens were apprehended trying to cross the border, a number that increased to 100,000 in February, and more than 172,000 in March. Apprehensions in March 2021 increased by more than 420% compared to March 2020. If this month's numbers are even close to last month's shocking 172,000 apprehensions, we are talking about a 900% increase from April 2020 to April 2021. Emphasis added. Former Acting Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Commissioner Mark Morgan, also with the Heritage Foundation, urged Congress to reject the effort and said Biden's amnesty plan would reward widespread systemic lawbreaking. By advancing what would be the largest amnesty proposal in U.S. history, the Biden administration is making it one by insisting on rewarding up to 30 million illegal aliens with the greatest prize in the world, American citizenship, Morgan said. Doing so will only make this historic border crisis worse. Pro-American worker groups, which advocate for less overall immigration to the U.S., also hit Biden for attempting to add tens of millions of foreign workers to the legal workforce even as 22.4 million Americans remain jobless or underemployed. Executives from the nation's largest grassroots immigration reduction organization, Numbers USA, said Biden ought to pass mandatory E-Verify to eliminate employers from being allowed to hire illegal aliens over Americans if he wants to secure the southern border. Dan Stein with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, said in a statement that Biden's amnesty would make millions of illegal aliens eligible to compete legally for every job that becomes available while jobless Americans are struggling to find work following a year of economic lockdowns. Over the next decade or two, more than 50 million new people would gain eligibility to immigrate under our archaic family chain migration policy, Stein said. Additionally, the administration has also authorized a 22,000 visa increase in guest workers. This is not what immigration in the national interest looks like. While discussions of amnesty continue, the U.S.-Mexico border is inundated with illegal immigration and interior immigration enforcement has been gutted significantly thanks to a series of sanctuary country orders by the Biden administration. Analysis projects federal immigration officials could encounter 1.2 million illegal aliens at the southern border this year. Likely hundreds of thousands more could successfully enter the U.S., undetected by agents. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.